Motherhood is hard. One second, we think we're doing a good enough job, and the next, we feel like the worst mom on the planet. Which is why we need the refreshing truth of the gospel to be repeated over and over, giving us hope in the everyday moments. So, Mama, whether you're sipping cold coffee or doing a sink full of dishes, we hope you'll find truth, encouragement, and laughter here. This is the Risen Motherhood Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Risen Motherhood. I've got my sister-in-law, Emily Jensen, here.
Hi.
And hopefully my voice sounds really beautiful on all of your guys' ears right now. I got a fancy new microphone.
Yeah.
It's so hopefully the technology all works, but I always felt like, Em, that my voice sounded like, I sounded like I had a cold all the time on the show. And sometimes I did, but I feel like hopefully I can sound like my normal self, my real voice, and you guys can, I'm not grating on everyone's ears so much, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Well, our morning grogginess probably comes through, but yeah, we're excited. Laura looks so professional right now. I wish you could see her, their headphones and her microphone.
Yeah, I feel really cool right now. I feel like a true podcaster. So we're going to get Emily on board. For some reason, her computer records a little bit better than mine. And so, which is so funny because we have the exact same computer. But
who knows?
Anyway, figured I should get mine so I don't sound like I have the constant cold. All right, jumping into the show today, we are talking about freedom and motherhood. And as Em and I were chatting through this show, it felt like a beast to nail down. And there's like a lot of ways that we can take this. But one thing that we feel really strongly about here on Risen Motherhood is just that we don't talk a ton about practical stuff. So like, we're not going to tell you, hey, this is how to get your baby to sleep, or how to eat correctly, or how to choose the public school or homeschooling, or, you know, these are our top 10 tricks for, I don't know, all the things moms are supposed to do.
Yeah, all the tricks we have.
Yeah. And because Emily and I, we don't know what we're doing. I mean, especially me, I will just say, like, I'm looking to the next mom to know, okay, that's how that works, you know? So.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think we've realized too that practical things for moms, like when we feel insecure about something that's going on in our home or with our kids, like that is one of the first things that we want to run to, right? We like go online and we Google, okay, how do I fix this problem? Or, you know, we look at our friends and immediately copy kind of what somebody else is doing. And a lot of times that practical can actually be a barrier to us running to the Lord and depending on God and walking a life, you know, that's lived in faith and praying. So it's kind of like, you know, we also want to be a voice to point you guys to Christ. And we think the practical is super, super important, but we think we need the reminder as well that the practical kind of comes after, you know, we've been depending on God or alongside.
Yeah, so basically that is why our show is structured like it is. Of course, as you guys have seen, we do a little bit of practical on our videos. If you see us on social media right now, we're on Periscope and Facebook kind of sharing some videos because we do recognize the value in that. But really, again, we're just kind of regurgitating some of the things that wiser people than us have taught us. So anyway, what we want to talk about is just that today, you know, I think with what Emily was hitting on earlier is that the gospel gives us this amazing freedom as moms, that as long as we keep kind of the main things, which we're going to get to here in a minute, as long as we do that, we don't have to look like the mom down the street or that mom on social media or the Pinterest mom or the mom at your church. And when we say freedom in Christ, you know, we don't mean that like, okay, you can do whatever you want, you know, and because if you're a believer and if you're trusting in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, like there is an innate desire in you already to want to honor him and obey him and live according to his word. And so we're each, you know, as we personally seek to follow the Bible and live according to that, there is freedom out beyond that to be able to do the things that you're gifted in, that you're interested in, and, you know, whether that's baking or DIY or craft projects or being the total like PTA lead or the major volunteer over here, like there is amazing freedom that God has gifted us to not have to look like, you know, our good friends.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think as Laura and I were, you know, talking through this episode, we kept saying, you know, scripture, and I think we've said this before, scripture does not directly address all of the things that are going on in our lives right now, you know, in 2016, mm-hmm. and exactly how to handle each situation. We have to take the principles that are there and the commands about our heart attitude and living in faith and, you know, having self-control, all of those things. And it's about having a right heart in what we're doing and less about the details of, you know, what type of food we're going to choose to feed our kids, or just like we were talking about with the breast or the gospel with breastfeeding versus bottle feeding, like all of those choices that we make as moms, the Bible doesn't spell that out. Mm-hmm. And so Laura and I also just wanted to share some examples. We have experienced these feelings. Mm. I know that I feel this way a lot about, I should say, like cooking or like dinner time for our family. I think we are just pretty simple eaters. And in this season of life, like that isn't something that we emphasize. But as I like look around at like other moms or like, you know, Pinterest recipes and stuff, I always struggle with feeling guilty that I'm not doing a good enough job at dinner time. Mm. Do you have anything like that, Laura?
Yeah. I mean, oh, millions of things. But my biggest one is probably like the crafts and projects and activities for the kids. Like, I love a good DIY project, don't get me wrong, but I like the adult kind, you know? And so I am not as gifted in dreaming up activities. I know Pinterest, I don't even have to dream anymore, but just execution on that is something that like I just don't enjoy it. And I have tried, and I have felt guilt over that often, of, you know, feeling like I need to stimulate my kids more, or their childhood mm-hmm. is going to be so boring because I didn't, you know, cut up construction paper. And I really value that in other women, and I respect that and admire that. But oftentimes I can feel just guilty or lacking in that area, and feel like, oh, that must be, you know, the mark of a good mom is mm-hmm. is to do those crafts.
Or to see like different capacity levels. Like that is something that I think I have a hard time with too, is that like God has gifted each woman with like different energy levels and like different time and different ability to multitask. And sometimes I can see, you know, a mom has a lot on her plate. She's able to do it well. And like, I'm not always able to have as much on my plate and like still thrive and even accepting my own limitations that God has given me, and being like, yeah, when I work hard, even really hard, this is still about as much as like I can get done joyfully. And that can look mm-hmm. different than my friend.
Totally. And so again, going back, I kind of hinted at it earlier, but you know, keeping the main thing as a mom mm-hmm. and then letting everything else sort of kind of fall under that umbrella.
Yeah.
And you know, what is our purpose? You know, and going back to kind of just that age old catechism, the one that probably, whether you were raised on them or not, you probably have heard of what is the chief end of man? Man's chief end is to glorify God and enjoy him forever. So mm-hmm. basically our job as moms, and you can go back and listen to some of our episodes of episode 1, and I think it was 5, about kind of the gospel for moms. And, but specifically in motherhood, you know, our end goal is to impart our faith on our children and to teach them about who God is, and, you know, glorifying God through our actions and our mm-hmm. words, and letting the overflow of our enjoyment, mm-hmm. Using that catechism, letting that overflow into our children's lives mm-hmm. and teaching them about who he is. And so, well, Emily, do you want to go through the gospel? I was going to...
Yeah, well, we have shared about this many times, but God, made us to enjoy him and to glorify him. But in the garden, Adam and Eve did not obey God. They sinned. And so we are walking in that same sin today, and we need Jesus to reconcile us to God. And when we trust in Christ and we are freed from the penalty of sin, we get to walk in freedom. And that is a really exciting thing that we get to enjoy as believers.
Yeah. And so that basically means, okay, so how does that apply to us today? Is that, you know, Emily always says, like, there are expressed commands in scriptures. Don't I sound like Emily right now? She's got such like good verbiage. And I'm like, you know, but so I love it because there are express commands in scripture that we should, that we need to follow. But then the Bible doesn't address specifically some of these other, I don't know what to call them, outliers, but just, they're not outliers in our lives because we deal with them every day, but just outside of those express commands, we have complete freedom. So that's stuff like, how far apart should I have my kids? And should I let them watch this TV show? And, you know, do I feed them vegetarian, gluten, sugar? Do I homeschool, public school? All of those things. We have freedom in Christ to make choices on that. And they develop, we develop personal convictions on those things.
Yeah. And what motivates our personal convictions is, going back to our quiet time episode, our understanding of scripture and reading the Bible, having a knowledge of what God desires for us, what his will for us is, and really just kind of walking in those things with a heart. It all goes back to our heart attitude, with a heart that is saying, how can I make God and Jesus look like the greatest treasure in this decision? How can I be trusting and depending on God in this decision? How can I be, you know, God says, be holy like I am holy. How can I be pursuing holiness in this decision? So I think that if that is the posture of our hearts, when it comes to these matters of freedom, we will be making faith-based choices and not just looking at other moms and being like, well, what's the newest trend in this? Or not being motivated by fear either.
Yeah. And I think like the biggest thing we want you moms to come away from this is understanding the difference between appreciating and learning from like another mom or the millions of helpful articles that are online. And, you know, that's a big difference between comparison and appreciating another mom's skills and maybe learning from her or picking a few items that you can apply to your own life, because we always want to be improving. But the problem enters when we start comparing and we start feeling that guilt and we start feeling really just like we're not measuring up. And what are we doing in that instant? You're comparing yourself to another mom and not to the person that you're supposed to be comparing yourself to. And that's ding, 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 Jesus. So, sorry, do you have something, Em?
No, I just wanted to affirm what you're saying, because Laura and I think, we just were talking and we're going, there is just so much pressure out there and online, probably especially. I mean, that's the space that we're all in a lot. But just for to be hopping from one style of motherhood to the other, to the next, to the next, to the next. And we just want to encourage you guys to like look at the gifts and the resources and the interests that God has given you, and to look at what your husband's interests and preferences are for your family, and to work those things out together and just figure out, like, what does it look like for you guys and for you as a mom to pass on the gospel to your children, and then to just be confident that it can look a little different than other people and that that's okay. Again, as long as you're seeking to honor God. I just repeated what Laura said in different words.
Yeah, better ones. So, yes. So that is the heart behind this, is just that you ladies would walk out of here in freedom and being able to say, you know what? My quiet time, it can be 5 minutes with my kids while my neighbor's is 45 minutes. And somehow her kids sit on a blanket and mine don't. But that is okay because I am trying and I am striving to teach my children about Jesus, to honor God. And so that is the heart that we want to encourage you to have here, is to say, stop comparing and saying, I don't measure up, because the only standard that you need to be comparing yourself to is Jesus and not the mom down the street. And so, or the mom on social media, because I do think, like Emily said, that's generally where we like to get our super mom examples and think that they're like real or something. So,
All right. Well, as all topics, you know, there are a lot of different angles, but we hope that you guys leave encouraged today. And if there is another mom that you have your friends with that's coming to mind that you think would really benefit from hearing this, we would love it if you could share this. And again, if you want to leave a rating or a review, that would be an awesome way to help other moms find us on iTunes. And it's just so encouraging to us when we get to go back and read those. So thank you guys for leaving reviews. And you can find us on risenmotherhood.com to hear more. So thanks for joining us today, guys.
Thanks, ladies.